Thank you. Pat Metheny from his latest release called Unity Band. And the Unity Band is Pat Metheny on guitar, Chris Potter on sax, Ben Williams on bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums. And this afternoon, as I was putting my playlist together, I was listening to an awful lot of Pat Metheny songs because I was trying to find one particular song, which I actually did not find. But as I was doing that, I was realizing what a great composer he is, as well as, you know, a great guitarist and band leader. He had written some great songs, and I started finding songs that other people have recorded that Pat Metheny had written. So the playlist started to come together as songs that other groups have covered of Pat Metheny compositions. And here's one right now. This one is from Reuben Blades.
Yeah. absorbing the darknesses softly. Night leaves gently, her beauty is spent and she rises. I step into the lightness. I hear you. You're calling me out of my sadness. Your flowering one. Dancing along a dawn that leads to you, singing a song that blossoms in a fugue as morning settles on, dreaming into a sky of brilliant blue, noticing clouds are whispering that you will dance with me very soon. Already been as high as Kathmandu, willing to go as far as Timbuktu. Nowhere's too far away. I may catch up with you today. Maybe today will finally be the day. Flying along a dawn that leads to you, singing a song that makes itself anew, a music magic wand, reaching into a sky of brilliant blue. Are calling out to say that you will dance with me very soon. Already been as high as Kathmandu, willing to go as far as Timbuktu. No one's too far away. I may catch up with you today. Maybe today we'll make our getaway. Thank you.
The unmistakable voice of Kurt Elling from his album Man in the Air. And we heard the Pat Metheny composition, Minuano. And we started out that set with one of my favorite Pat Metheny songs, something that I play a lot on the air by Pat Metheny, but this time by Ruben Blades, the Latin American singer, Cuban, I believe, but I'm not sure of that, from the album Mundo. And we heard the track called First Circle. And I have a pet name for that song called Rachel because the song reminds me of my daughter. And there's a story behind that. I won't get into it now. But those are two rare vocal covers of Pat Metheny songs. And I've got a few more Pat Metheny compositions performed by other leaders. And we're going to get into that right now. Coming up next is Michael Brecker, the late great Michael Brecker, from an album he did with Pat Metheny called Time is of the Essence, and we're going to hear two tracks from that album. Thank you. A hauntingly beautiful ballad as performed by the late Michael Brecker from his album Time is of the Essence. We heard the track called As I Am. Before that, from the same album, Time is of the Essence, we heard Timeline, both of them Pat Metheny compositions. And that group was comprised of Michael Brecker on sax, Pat Metheny on guitar, Larry Goldings on organ, and Bill Stewart on drums. Sadly, Michael Brecker passed away at age 58 in the year 2007. Definitely sorely missed. Many people said kind of the heir apparent, the great John Coltrane. Quite high praise, but people did say that. All right, let's see. Time now 6:36. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, and we're playing Pat Metheny compositions as performed by other great artists in the jazz world. There was a great album called Like Minds. I want to play a couple tracks from that. Listen to the lineup on this. Gary Burton on vibes, Chick Corea on piano, Pat Metheny on guitar, Roy Haynes on drums, and Dave Holland on bass. And we're going to hear two tracks from that. We're going to start out with a Pat Metheny composition entitled Question and Answer. Thank you. Roy Haynes from the album Whereas, actually the Roy Haynes and Fountain of Youth Band. And we heard the Pat Metheny composition, James. And actually there's a Roy Haynes thread that ran through that last set. He was a drummer on all those tracks that you heard in that set. But before that, we heard from Gary Burton from the album Like Minds, and we heard two tracks from that. The first one you heard was called Question and Answer, and then that real up-tempo one with all those heavy changes going on was Elucidation. It's Gary Burton, Like Minds. All right, time now 6:55. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're enjoying tonight's show. Might as well mention my website and podcast if you head all on over to www.jazzandbeyond.com. There you'll find my podcast. There's actually a button from there that takes you to the podcast, and there you can look at all the playlists from tonight's show. You can download the podcast. You can subscribe to that podcast via iTunes, and there's a whole bunch of links there that I hope you'll check out. So why don't you do that? www.jazzandbeyond.com. And this radio station has a great website as well, and that would be at whus.org. And there you'll also see playlists for this show and all the other shows that are happening here on WHUS coming out of Storrs, Connecticut. And also there's blogs. I contribute on some blogs there. I did some reviews recently of some jazz festivals that we attended. There's some record reviews there. Lots of things going on over at whus.org. But right now we're doing a playlist that's based on Pat Metheny compositions as performed by others. And we've got a couple more left. Next one is by a fantastic harmonica player. His name is Gregoire Moret, and we're going to hear a track called Travels. Time is 7 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. Thank you. Charlie Hayden from the album Not in Our Name. The group is, by the way, Liberation Music Orchestra. And that was a Pat Metheny composition entitled This Is Not America. And the credits for that are pretty interesting because it was written by Pat Metheny, Lyle Mays, and David Bowie. Kind of unexpected to see David Bowie's name thrown in there. This Is Not America, and that album and that song is meant to be a political protest of sorts during the Bush administration. Before that, we heard from a harmonica player, a jazz harmonica player. Not too many of those in the jazz world. Of course, there's the great Toots Thielman, and now there is Gregoire Marais. And that's from a self-titled album. And you heard the track called Travels, and that was a Pat Metheny composition. And on that, the core of that group on that album is Gregoire Marais on harmonica, Frederico Pena on piano, James Genus on bass, and Clarence Penn on drums. And there's a host of other guest musicians that sit in on various tracks. And I did hear a guitar on that, so I'm going to presume that's Brandon Ross on guitar. Another guitarist is listed as well, Jean-Christophe Millard. All right, so that is our Pat Metheny as a composer. Pat Metheny is covered by other musicians. We did that for the entire show.